Today, as the bailout plan for Wall Street, or rescue plan, depending on who you ask, moves forward, John McCain says he wants to suspend his campaign and to delay Friday night's scheduled first presidential debate so he can focus on what's happening on Capitol Hill. Obama says we've got to learn how to multitask if we want to run the free world. So do you think McCain's decision is a cynical one, or do you think he's just being a responsible politician?
Hello, my name is Elaine Bennett, and I'm calling from New Jersey. What I would like to see is for Senator McCain and Senator Obama to keep the debate on Friday, but to actually debate the bailout and the issues surrounding it. That's my take.
Tell us what you think. Tell us your take. Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We do know that today both John McCain and Barack Obama will head to Washington to join lawmakers and meet with President Bush related to the rescue plan for Wall Street, that $700 billion they're talking about. John McCain says he won't show up for tomorrow's foreign policy debate unless the bailout plan passes. We're joined live again by Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein, who's in Northern Virginia. Her originally just to get the temperature of voters there, but of course now it's been expanded to get a sense of what voters are thinking about the presidential campaign in light of the economic issues. Andrea, it's not necessarily been a good week for John McCain in the polls. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll put Obama at 48 and McCain at 46. And we spoke earlier this hour with McCain spokesman Tucker Bounds, who had this to say.
In our target state tracking that we've been able to compile through all these public polls, you know, the polls are within the margin of error, which you both have to recognize is clearly way ahead of where any Republican should be in this election.
Andrea, did you get that logic?
Yes, they're saying that they're doing better than when people are asked a generic question about how do you feel about a Republican, they answer less. In a less friendly way than they do about John McCain. But I think that if you take a look at all of the projections and all of the polls, and, you know, what's happened in the last week and a half is extraordinary because I've been out with voters. Last week I was in Pennsylvania. This week I'm in Virginia. And one of the things I'm realizing is there's so much information out there. There's the internet. There's 24-hour cable. There is Twitter. There is so much that it is very hard for the campaigns to get their messages through to voters through traditional television ads. There's also TiVo, so people skip the ads. But the last 10 days have been just trumpeting Barack Obama's message that he's been trying to get across, which is that the Republicans are responsible for the economic mess and that John McCain would be a third term of Bush. So that message is really sinking in with voters. And if you look at the projections,
Andrea, you say that message is – how is it being trumpeted exactly? I don't quite understand.
It's being trumpeted by the economic news. It's making people think about their economic situation. So it's not like anybody is making that point directly, but that's what, you know, what the voters are telling me and clearly the pollsters that they're coming away with. So if you look at what is going on with all of these election polls, and we have on the takeaway.org, we have a chart which shows everybody's projections. So yesterday morning, and it had been, you know, a lot of projections the week before had been McCain winning the electoral vote. Now, just about everybody's is Obama. So that's what they woke up to yesterday morning. I know they were dismissive of the ABC Washington Post poll as being an outlier. That's the one they were trumpeting 10 days ago because it showed women going for McCain after the convention. So people have sort of selective memories about what polls they like and dislike. So the McCain people felt, you know, clearly we got to do something to shake this up, to break through, to change the storyline. And so they did one of these moves, just like the Sarah Palin move, just like suspending the Republican convention for Hurricane Gustav, hoping that it would reinforce their message of being the sort of nonpartisan putting country first.
But you've certainly run into a lot of skepticism about that.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I'm in Northern Virginia. This is a very savvy voting population. Many of them work in Washington, so they're very familiar with the ways of Washington. And quite a few of them are saying, well, fine, even McCain supporters, let him go work in Washington if he wants to do that. They don't care if he suspends his ads. They don't care if he suspends his fundraising or the partisan rhetoric. But they do want to watch the debate. And people are saying, yes, even his supporters are saying, well, I'd really like to hear more from him now, not less. So that is the conundrum. And then if he does, if there is a deal, well, you know, people are unhappy that there has to be a deal in the first place. So it's not so clear a thing as going to help out hurricane victims. Working on economic bailout is not a happy situation for most Americans, that there even has to be one.
And there's also kind of a political conundrum, isn't there, here, Andrea, which is Barney Frank, who is at the heart of the negotiations in the House around this bailout package. He said earlier this morning that he thought that they were very close to a deal, and should one happen before McCain gets there. I mean, you have a thought on that. Doesn't that kind of take him out of that position of leadership?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what the Democrats are furiously trying to spin, that we're putting this thing together without him. McCain said, well, I'm going to go after the Clinton Global Leadership Forum in New York this morning. So McCain's going to make his speech in this morning about climate change, and the Democrats in Washington are trying to say, look, it's a done deal without you, or it's almost a done deal without you. So there's this furious spin machine. So, you know, McCain took this incredibly risky gambit. He's done it twice, and it's paid off for him. I think that this one is much more complex. But on the other hand, they do need to change their narrative. They need to get McCain back looking as this sort of, you know, nonpartisan guy that can get things done in Washington. That's what they want people to be talking about, not the economy.
On that story, then, you listened to Tucker Bounds, the interview that we did at the top of this hour. What was your impression of his tone, the message, his response to some of our questions?
Well, I think that's what they heard. I think that's what we heard in the selection of Sarah Palin. And, of course, you know, Sarah Palin had bad reaction in the first few days, and then it turned out the voters liked her. So the jury is still out on how all of this plays, and, you know, there is this sort of delayed reaction. But I do think that this one carries a significantly more risk for John McCain because he is going to work on an economic package that people are blaming the Republican Party for having brought on in the first place to a large extent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, The Takeaway's political director, reporting from Northern Virginia.
We are always on at The Takeaway. That is the truth. Election Day is less than 6 weeks away. We've got you covered completely. You'll find our complete coverage. Andrew's even talking about it on our election site. Vote2008.thetakeaway.org.
Today, we've got new tools for following the candidates, an electoral college prediction tracker, video from new voices across the country, and much more.
There's even people asking for $700 billion. How does it sound when you ask for it, not Hank Paulson? Here's today's takeaway.
China certainly read the Apollo playbook.
That's Joan Johnson-Freeze from the Naval War College talking about China's first ever spacewalk this weekend.
And speaking of walking, we're asking what you think about John McCain's decision to suspend campaigning and delay Friday's debate.
Good morning. My name is Jill Coelho. I live in Belmont, Massachusetts, and I feel very strongly that McCain and Obama should debate, because if they have important ideas for economic solutions to this crisis, it's much better that we all hear them than that they be discussed only behind closed doors.
Let us know what you think. 8778 My Take.
I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.